There's something sacred about a voice that's been lived in. You hear it in the way an old man pauses mid-sentence. Not out of confusion, but calculation. You hear it in the careful choosing of words, like someone flipping through vinyl to find that one track that still holds its magic. You don't rush those voices. You let them play. So when 97-year-old Alberto Schaub sat in front of a camera in Buenos Aires last year, put out a digital SOS, a simple call to others his age to talk, to share, to just be heard, he wasn't chasing clout. He was chasing connection. And what happened next felt like one of those B-side miracles you almost miss if you're not paying attention. Over 1,000 people answered. Not bots, not trolls, real people. Seniors from all over Latin America, even Canada. Folks who had lived through tango and dictatorship, payphones and the digital divide, raising children, and burying lovers. They came, inboxes open, hearts exposed, stories ready. That kind of turnout isn't just nostalgia, it's need. And need has a sound.
This is Into the Podverse with Tony Doe. Podcast innovations, challenges, opportunities, and culture from an African perspective.
Enter Guadalupe Camerati, 26, a journalist with enough sense to know when a story is bigger than her lens. She saw the emotion in Chab's quiet plea and heard the resonance behind the tremble. This, she thought, needs to be a podcast. Not a gimmick, not a feel-good interlude, but a proper archive of what it means to grow old in public with style and sorrow intact. Let's pause here. Because if you've spent time around our own old heads, the uncles whose radios still hum Fela and Don Williams, the aunties who carry grief in their laughter, then you know this format already existed. Just not in MP3s. It was in the front porch debates, the voice notes laced with proverbs, the endless in those days stories that stretched long into NEPA nights. What Chab and company have done is simple. They've uploaded the oral tradition. Now, podcasting wasn't built for this demographic. The default image of a podcaster still skews young, slick, maybe with a ring light and a branded hoodie. But here comes a crew in their 80s and 90s, walking slowly into the medium like elders entering a naming ceremony. Not to prove anything, but to remind us what presence really is. The best part? They're not trying to sound young. No weird slang, no awkward edits. Just voices as they are. Cracked, calm, deeply human. It's the sound of people who have survived wars and weddings, coups and cassettes, poverty and pop culture. Each episode lands like a faded family photo you forgot you had. One that tells you more about yourself than your feed ever could. Here in Nigeria, where old age is often revered but rarely listened to, there's a quiet lesson. Our society is quick to post, "We value our elders," in bios and blurbs. But when was the last time we handed them the mic? Not just to say the prayers at events, but to speak about regret, resilience, or the rhythm of an ordinary day. Maybe that's the next frontier of podcasting on the continent. Not just tech bro interviews and comedy skits, but space for Chief Okon to talk about how Coco built Ibadan's first story house, for Madame Ejike to describe the day her husband danced home after the war ended, for voices that don't trend but transcend. It's easy to romanticize this, but getting old is hard. Friends die, bodies betray, the world speeds up and forgets to look back. But what Alberto Chab and his generation have found isn't just a platform. It's a form of resistance, if you may. It's of memory making, of passing the auxiliary cord back. This isn't about going viral, it's about being visible. And maybe, just maybe, it's a reminder that legacy isn't something you leave behind. It's actually something you record in real time. So the next time you hit play on a podcast, consider this. The most urgent voices might not be chasing followers. They're just waiting to be found.
That's it for this episode. Subscribe, share, and connect at Tony Doe Media. See you in the Podverse.